Good Wednesday morning, church. Again, for me, it's Sunday night. I had to take a little break after recording Tuesday's message as I had to go get the pizzas from Cece's Pizza. And the man who owns that, Kevin, lost his dearest friend just a day or two ago. And so, we went up there early to spend a little bit of time with him, pray for him, and then pick up the pizzas at 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. And so I've already been up to the church and dropped off the pizzas and all that good stuff. And I'm sure that there's going to be plenty for everybody to enjoy. But this is, the Bible reading for Wednesday morning. And we're going to be studying the second epistle of St. John. And this is not the gospel. This follows 1 John, which is written by John the Beloved, and John 2 John has no chapters in it. It's just 2 John. Just short, sweet, and to the point. So let's get in here. The second letter of John was written by the elder to the dear lady and her children, probably meaning a local church and its members. This brief message is an appeal to love one another and a warning against deceivers and their teachings. So let's get into it. 2 John verse 1. From the elder, to the dear lady and to her children, whom I truly love, and I am not the only one, but all those who know the truth love you, because the truth remains in us and will be with us forever. May God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, give us grace and mercy and peace. May they be ours in truth and love. How happy I was to find that some of your children live in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And so I ask you, dear lady, let us all love one another. This is no new command I'm writing you. It is the command which we have had from the beginning. This love I speak of means that we must live in obedience to God's commands. The command, as you have all heard from the beginning, is that you must all live in love. Many deceivers have gone out over the world. People who do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ came as a human being. Such a person is a deceiver and the enemy of Christ. Be on your guard, then, so that you will not lose what you have worked for, but will receive your reward in full. Anyone who does not stay with the teaching of Christ, but goes beyond it, does not have God. Whoever does stay with the teaching of both the Father and the Son. So then, if some come to you who do not bring this teaching, do not welcome them into your homes. Do not even say, peace be with you. For anyone who wishes them peace becomes their partner in the evil things that they do. And then some final words in verse 12. I have so much to tell you, but I would rather not do it with paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you personally so that we shall be completely happy. The children of your dear sister send you their greetings. And that is the end of the second epistle of John. Today's key verse, 6b, this command, as you have all heard from the beginning, is that you must all live in love. Along with encouraging the Lord's followers, a warning about deceivers is giving. What was the message that the deceivers are spreading? What does this letter say about love? About truth. How can people know what is true? How do Christians today show love for God and for others? Just a few things to think about. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for placing your truth in my heart. Give me the mind to discern your truth and your ways, that my beliefs and actions may reflect your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. And just a short little passage of scripture to share on this beautiful Wednesday morning. God bless you, and we will see you tomorrow morning. God bless.